This article is taken from The Villager, the magazine from Brightwell cum Sotwell. It's actually an obituary of a local resident, but contains what I think is quite a lot of local history, which will be familiar to some. And the person who has died is Brian Myatt, who died on the 6th of October 2025, aged 86. It is written by his daughter, Sarah Myatt, and I have abridged it somewhat for this edition. Dad's life began in 1938, in circumstances that, for me at least, only 35 years younger, seem a world away. Two up, two down terrace in Bolton, blackened with coal smoke, an outside toilet in the yard, no running hot water or central heating, and very soon German bombing. Despite the obvious danger and the family's modest circumstance, going to the bomb shelter was considered by his father to be common, and so out of the question. Instead, the family huddled under the stairs. One day, emerging in the morning, they discovered most of the rest of the street had been flattened. I think this is where Dad's lifelong love of Guinness came from, his mother dosing him and his older brother as toddlers, so they slept deeply. Having started work as a metallurgist at 18, he was lured south, aged 21, to research metal fatigue in airframes. Around 1960, he joined the Harwell site of the Atomic Energy Authority, then boasting no less than 5 nuclear reactors. The arc of Dad's scientific career spanned the dawn of civilian nuclear age to the heady days of so-called cold fusion in 1989. Teams at Harwell worked round the clock to try to replicate the Pons and Fleischmann experiment without success. In between, there were a number of mysterious work trips to the US. Dad would never discuss where or for what purpose. Also, less glamorously, a couple of serious doses of radiation from accidents in the lab, followed by days of enemas and showers. In the 1960s, Harwell had electron microscopes and computers the size of rooms. Firm friendships were made, Chris Smith and Alan Taylor in particular. Dad and Alan loved mucking about in boats, smuggling cheap French booze and cigarettes rather than people, the 60s being more innocent times. Good times at Harwell came to an end at the end of the late 1980s, when funding was slashed and Dad moved on to his second and third careers. Didcot secondhand car salesman and Reading Crown Court bailiff. He ran Broadway service station for some while. Dad was deeply involved in the civic life of Wallingford during the whole of the 1970s and 80s. He served on the council for many years and was mayor twice, with dinners and parties at RAF Benson, Oxford and Henley. Guests included Airy Neave, Michael Heseltine and the Duke of Edinburgh, and several invitations to garden parties at Buckingham Palace, a far cry from Bolton. He founded the old Wallingford magazine, encouraged the Archaeological Society, helped bring the castle grounds into public use, and I think was a sometime projectionist at the Corn Exchange in the early years of Synodon Players. After some years in Wantage Roads, Wallingford and Cromarsh, Brightwell became home. As many will know, Brightwell is a special place to live.